Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmith, Saturday mornings at 8. This segment of the show brought to you by Diamond Jim's Automotive and Tires. We're going to do a little preview of the SHOT Show, which is coming right up.
Yeah.
Get started on Tuesday.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's always an exciting time of year because we get so much information at SHOT Show. And honestly, you know, for how many years we've been talking, every year you say, John, why aren't you there?
Yeah, exactly. One of these days we're going to have you calling in from the SHOT Show. We're going to be doing it from remote.
We've been seeing it for years.
Or at least getting some recordings out there.
The reason is because of my health this year. It's not because I paid too much for tires. Because I get my tires at Diamond Jim's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a heck of a segue.
And I get my automotive repair. I'm telling you.
Look at how he did that.
It's smooth. Smooth as silk. That's Johnny.
Where do you get your tires?
Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto.
Oh, my gosh.
Or Auto and Tire, whichever way you feel you need to say it.
I know.
Some people just go there to get their cars fixed. I go there for tires and getting my car fixed.
Oh, sure.
So it's, to me, it's Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto.
They do all sorts of stuff. Yeah, they can take care of you.
It's on Dorrit Highway, just south of Bristol Road. In Burton, Michigan, lovely Burton, Michigan, and you can reach them at 810-743-4210, and make sure you tell them, hey, I heard about you on the Gunsmith Show. He was just asking me the other day, he says, how come nobody talks about the Gunsmith Show? I said, because they're so excited about your prices on tires when they come in. He goes, okay. So, but anyways, great little trek for you. Get over there and check them out. You'll be amazed at how good the prices are on tires, and the service is outstanding. And honest as the day is long. So go to Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto. Remember, you can always link to my sponsors right from my website, thegss.com. That stands for thegunsmithshow.com. All right, and you can email me if you have any questions at shooter@thegss.com. Very, very simple. So guys and girls, everybody out there that's listening, the new stuff from the SHOT Show this year is looking outstanding. Every day I'm getting like probably 80 emails on new products that are coming out at the SHOT Show this year. That's the big SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and starts on Tuesday and runs through Friday next week. And it is the premier gun show, talking 800,000 square feet. They say you cannot walk the whole show and take it in even in 2 days. So a lot of people go there for the whole week, take the show in, spend a little fun time in Vegas, and because there's other things to do. You know, they'll even take you on a jaunt by bus and take you out into the desert to outdoor ranges, and you get to shoot fully automatic stuff or try out your new pistols, and they do it out in the desert. So some of the videos from that stuff are great. I got a lot of friends going. They're going to watch the Lions game, then they're flying out Sunday morning, you know, and they're going to take in the inauguration on Monday out there. So everybody's looking forward to the Lions game tonight, that's for sure. But I'm going to preview some of the new stuff that just is popping out right now, just being released. And I talk about Kel-Tec a lot. Kel-Tec is a really cool American-made company. They were in Cocoa, Florida for years. They make very innovative, all-American-made, very, very cool guns, super lightweight. I love mine. Every one of them I have, I love them. I've got 308s, 223s, 9mm, 40 calibers, 22 Magnums. They're just fun guns, and they're American-made. Well, they decided to move a large part of their operation to their new plant in Wyoming. And from that new plant, the very first seed that is sprouted is the new Kel-Tec PR-57. Sounds like a submarine, the PR-57. It is a 5.7 by 28 millimeter gun, which we talk about a lot in the show because they are so popular for self-defense. One reason is they're more powerful than a 22 Magnum. The other reason is they can penetrate a lot. They have some very penetrating rounds that can bust through car doors and all kinds of stuff. It's almost like having a little 223 in the palm of your hand. But this gun is pretty special. This is the lightest.
Just remember on those, with something like that, though, because you talk about this a lot, you own your shot.
Yeah.
If you're doing that inside,
that'll go through walls. Oh, you got to know where it's going. There's a lot of gun ranges that do not allow you to shoot those inside because they are such a fast little bullet.
Mm-hmm.
So you do own your shot. You do have to be careful. And even if you're out shooting at a sheet of plywood at, you know, 50 feet or something, know that that little bullet is penetrating that plywood like nothing, and it's going to keep going. These are, they're steel core penetrator bullets, and they are dangerous. All bullets are dangerous, but
sure.
but it'll go through body armor is what I'm trying to tell you. So you got to be very, very careful. So this little guy has a 4.2-inch barrel. It's got dual guide rods, and they're everything Kel-Tec does is lightweight. They make them super lightweight. This thing is... Dan, this gun only weighs 13.8 ounces.
Wow.
There's nothing to it. That's, mm-hmm. you know, it's, and that's the cool thing about all the Kel-Tecs. They've always been the light. We used, Jacob did a comparison years ago, like a Smith & Wesson and a Kel-Tec, same size gun, but the Kel-Tec loaded. And back then we used all Liberty ammo because it was so light, and we still do, Liberty or Pilgrim, and for our concealed carry stuff because it's just explosive ammunition. It's great stuff. But it's not designed to penetrate. It's designed to expand when it hits. But we compared, and it was like there was a pound difference in the two guns. That makes a big difference when you're carrying something concealed.
Right.
So this gun, this the Kel-Tec PR57 holds 20 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting how you load it, though. It's most of these guns have magazines. You know, they have a magazine that you keep a spare magazine, you shove it in. This gun comes with, they're like speed loaders, and each speed loader holds 10 rounds. You open the gun up, you stick it in the top of the gun, you push it down with your thumb, and it loads, almost like an old military rifle. Very similar. So those are actually called clips, okay? Those are, there's a difference between a clip and a magazine. Those are called clips. So they're stripper clips, and you put them on top, and you push them down, and you save the stripper clip, and you can reload it. So you could have numerous stripper clips and be ready to go. I have stripper clips for AR-15, so you can load 10 at a time into an AR-15.
Do you have glitter on them?
Negatory. I do have some with green tips, and they're called zombie killers.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I have other ones that are green tip that are armor-piercing.
Gotcha.
But none with glitter. Nope.
Stripper, what are they called?
Oh, stripper clips. Yeah, stripper they hang clips. Around a pole. They yeah. spin around the pole okay. real well. Yeah, I get
I keep
you now.
Getting, I keep I knew you had. I knew you had. Just wanted to make sure and point that out to you. I keep seeing getting this commercial delivered to me, and it shows this gun, and it—I don't think it's what you're talking about, but it's a like a strip, like you take your box of ammo and you slide the thing across it, and it gets bullets,
slides them all into,
and
the magazine.
And then it slides them into
yeah,
the magazine.
I got several of those. I've tried those
for
out
quick
for
reloading
years.
Your
yes,
magazines.
They are. You can take it to the range, and especially with me now that I got arthritis real bad in my hands.
What is that called?
Arthritis in the hands.
Welcome to airplane.
It's called a pain in the butt. Don't call
Shirley.
Me Shirley. So those are mag loaders.
Mag loaders.
And
okay.
Joe Dirt always has a hard time with his mags, and because he shakes real bad.
Fumbling around with
yeah.
the individual bullets, trying to get
trying
them
to
down
shove
in there.
Them in, and he had to get a mag loader, which is a device that you just use your thumb, shove the bullet in, and it's a fun mechanism, way to do it. You put the magazine firmly on a table
yeah.
and you load real quick. I've got probably 30 different mag loaders at my mm-hmm. house. I've tried them all. There are some great ones out there. There's ones that are kind of questionable, but we've even got one that's like a board, and you lay 30 bullets out on the board, and you put this little stick on top, and you give it a push, and it puts all 30 bullets into your magazine, mm-hmm. just like a flip of a switch. You just got to have everything lined up right.
Yep.
And I've actually seen people at gun shows when they're doing a display of these, novices put them in backwards.
Oh,
it's
geez.
Like, oh, that's not how it works. But it happens, you know. How do we learn? Through mistakes,
yeah.
you know. And luckily, you do it in a safe space so that you don't have mistakes that cost you your life or people around you. So this Kel-Tec PR57, this is groundbreaking. Coming, the newest gun coming out of their brand new plant in Wyoming. It's got a 1-in-7 twist, so it's a pretty fast twist. It's like a very short, it's like the old AR-15s were 1-in-7s. But at 13.8 ounces, it's got a special quick breakdown. All you do is, guns are, sometimes you really got to fidget with guns, or it takes a special tool to take them apart for cleaning. This one, you put your finger behind the trigger, push it forward, and the whole top slides off. So simple. You know, mm-hmm. that's what I like about the innovativeness of the creativity of Kel-Tec. I really admire them. And
this is a new one. It'll be previewed at the SHOT Show.
Yep,
starts
and
Tuesday.
And you can put orders in for them right mm-hmm. now. They're available. they carry 20 rounds each. MSRP on this gun, $399.
Wow.
And it's a powerful home defense gun. So,
is that the only one you got?
No. Home defense gun?
No. I mean
Shot Show. I got Hornady's come out with some really cool stuff there. Hornady makes really good ammunition. They came out with a whole new line called Backcountry Defense. The amount of people that are backpacking and fishing from streams in Alaska, and they got to have guns to protect themselves. The 10 millimeter has become unbelievably popular with this crowd. Even the special new holsters that we carry with or carry the gun right in front of our breastbone is popular. These bullets are designed for those guns.
Okay.
Backcountry defense. They're designed to stop a four-legged creature coming at you.
A grizzly bear.
Yeah, grizzly bear or a
wolf,
you know, a mad moose. I wouldn't want to shoot one if I had to, but you know, I don't know.
If you have to, you want to stop it.
You got to stop them. That's right. So you might even get a mean elk here in Michigan or a cougar.
Yeah.
You know, not the kind of cougar you'd meet at the bar, but the kind of cougar you might run into in the woods of northern Michigan. Okay?
Right. Well, you might run into the woods.
You might run into the woods too. You never know.
But there are cougars. I've seen more of them in Michigan.
All the time. Yeah, wolves and bears. Oh my. and I don't think there's lions. Well, they are mountain lions.
Mountain lions.
So there's lions, tigers, and bears. Well,
not tigers.
Occasionally, tigers get loose in this state.
Yeah, well.
They do. They just had one in Kalamazoo.
Uh-huh.
I guess the zoo didn't hold them.
That's right.
He wanted to go to the zoo. I don't know. We could play this all day. Anyways, so backcountry defense ammo from Hornady is available in 9mm. It's a plus P, so you got to have a strong 9mm to shoot it, meaning it's got extra power. 357 Magnums, 10 millimeter auto, 44 Magnum, 454 Casull, 460 Smith & Wesson, and 500 Smith & Wesson. They are their DGH bullets. They're jacketed bullets designed for DGH, means dangerous, what is it? Dangerous game something. Hybrid, I forget what it is. But anyways, it's designed to really put a stopping on some animals. So, that'll be exciting to see. It'll be expensive, but you're not going to shoot it like, you're not going to go to the range and shoot 100 of them.
No.
You're going to go out and shoot a watermelon and go, oh my God, look what it did to the watermelon, you know? So, and hopefully, you know, if you need it, you'll use it. But
you got a couple minutes here, John.
All right, I'm sorry. An excellent gun if you're looking for something fancy. SIG has come out with a brand new 320 Max. It's called the Max SVG. It's a 9mm competition-ready 5-inch bull-barreled handgun with just every bell and whistle you can have on it. I don't even know if they put an MSRP on it yet. I just saw the pictures last night, and it's probably gonna be $1,500-$1,600 bucks. But that's exciting. I love my P320s. They are good guns. So Kimber has come out with a really cool idea. They used to have these, well, they still do, Kimber Micro 9s. It's a small 9mm, but it had a single stack magazine. Well, they took the Kimber Micro 9 and they called it the CD59. It's called a covert double stack. That's what CDS. CDS 9, not 59. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. But and it's brand new. I just read about it two nights ago. Very cool, though. It's beautiful looking. And it is it's a double stack, 15 round, tiny little 9mm, all made out of metal. So tons of new stuff, holsters, scopes, lasers, everything you can imagine. It's this exciting year at the SHOT Show in Vegas. So we'll have more every week, probably for the next 3 months, about what's come out of the SHOT Show. Because after SHOT Show, every 2 weeks, there's a big show major in the United States. And so we'll be, and I'm going to try to get to the one in Indianapolis this year.
Okay.
Open for a road trip and might even be able to do the show live from there. Who knows?
Cool.
But I doubt it. We'll see.
So
I'm so distracted. There'll be squirrel.
Yeah. I know how that works.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, John. How would we do that?
You're the one that said stripper pole.
That is true. Yeah.
He does lead me astray.
Not good for you.
No, you're not good. Well, we work well together.
That's true.
All right.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock.